All right, so this is today's free coaching ethics call. We're going to be taking a closer look at a couple of the brand new sections of code. I actually call them subsections of the code. We're also going to be looking at these new, we call them EIS or IS statements, and what they all mean, which, again, these IS statements are brand new again, too. So those are the things we're going to be taking a closer look at. I'm going to say dissecting a little bit, maybe having some discussion and on interpretation. So I really want to welcome everyone here to the call today. It is being recorded, and know that this call is going out to coaches around the world. So I'm letting you know this is not a confidential call, and if anybody has concerns about that, you're welcome to keep your confidentiality intact any way that feels right to you. As mentioned, I'm going to do my best to keep the lines open, so if you can stay on mute yourself until you're ready to talk, that would be fantastic. You can also do that online here with a star 6 to mute yourself and then star 6 to unmute. So I appreciate that if you can do that. Also, if any of you are calling in on an office line, an office system, please do not put us on hold because we may end up with hold music, and that's hard for me to talk over. So please be aware of that. If you need to do that, maybe you can hang up or mute instead. So I notice folks are coming in. I just want to say welcome to all of you. As mentioned, as we go through this, we're going to we're going to be taking a closer look at these codes, these brand new sections of code. We're going to be looking at the interpretation of the code. And then I want to talk a little bit about, you know, this is the challenge where I see coaches maybe not able to actually the correct application. So we're going to talk a little bit about how we actually apply this code of ethics in our businesses and in various situations. So that's what we're going to talk about. All right. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm going to share. My name is Tina Elliott. I'm a PCC and DCC credential coach and a longtime past member of the ICF's Independent Review Board, and again, that is the Ethics Complaint Board. Currently working on the ICF Ethics Team, the update to the code, so I've been working on that for the last few years, and actually we're still getting updates to these new IS statements as of yesterday. So we're going to be taking a closer look at that. Also, some of you may know me as faculty at Institute for Life Coach Training. And the reason I do these calls for a couple reasons. One is because I'm just really passionate about ethics, and I'm passionate about our industry being ethical. You know, particularly with our industry, we like to say self-regulated, meaning regulated via professional organizations. Some folks might call us actually unregulated, but that's the importance and power of aligning with a professional organization like the ICF or BCC Credential, et cetera. So let's go ahead. We're going to take a look at what we've got here today in regards to the code. I'm going to be talking about one section of the code. I'm going to take 1 minute of our time together today and just share a little bit about the upcoming course. And then we're going to dive in and we'll talk about the second statement. So I just want to ask very quickly before we dive in here, is there any questions or comments about today before we dive in? Okay. So, like I said, this update to this code, this recent update, for those of you that don't know, ICF updates your code every 2 to 3 years approximately. So a lot of ways it seems like we just get done with an update and we turn around and a year or so later we're doing another one. But I think what I want to share about that and what's important is it really speaks to ICF and the importance of this, I'm going to say, young, growing profession. If you think about it, compared to many other professions, we're very young. You know, we've only been around professionally since approximately 1996. So not very old, okay? So that means that we're learning. We're learning as we